Bueno, tenemos la conexión ya con nuestro compañero directamente desde Kobane. Entonces, entramos, tenemos poquito tiempo porque la conexión va a ser rápida, tendremos un par de preguntas. Y la que queremos hacerles, evidentemente, es: Hello, Joachim, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Oh. Well, the first question is obvious question. Which is the situation right now on the ground?
The situation is that people have actually today begun to return to Kobane. The refugees, they went to Turkey last week, some days ago. They are now returning in the hundreds across the border. The general feeling is that because the defense forces of Kobane, EJPG and YPG, they've been able to actually withhold the attacks from ISIS. ISIS cannot advance any further towards the city. And with the first American bombs that now came, people feel that it is actually safe to return.
Joachim, which is the situation in the Turkish front border? You know something about the people is in the border now?
Yes, before I came into Kobane, I spent 2 days, 1 night at the border in a tent camp. Basically, people have been gathering every day since ISIS came close to Kobane to try to cross the border as volunteers to join the struggle against the fundamentalists. However, the Turkish army and the Turkish police have militarized the border even more and closed it. So it's been basically impossible for people to cross the border as volunteers for the struggle. And at nighttime, the Turkish army also will shoot at people who try to cross the border. 2 days ago, I witnessed at the local clinic in Kobane a dead person who was shot in the chest and had died immediately when he tried to cross the border, a middle-aged man. Because of this, there has been some clashes between protesters and the Turkish army and the Turkish police. People have been very angry and frustrated about this. There's been some rocks thrown at them against the Turks, and they have responded by shooting a large amount of tear gas against people. But at one point, the protesters managed to tear down a fence, so they could actually enter Kobane during maybe 1 hour, an hour and a half. But except for this, it has been impossible to get in. Also for foreign journalists, the Turkish army are refusing any foreign press to enter the area. You have to be smuggled in, illegal, and that's the way I came here.
And I have another question because the information is very confused by social networks about the situation in which where is the line of the front in this moment? Is it very close to the city, or is in the round in the city? What is the situation now? Where is the front now?
Well, the front, the closest that ISIS have been, to my knowledge, is about 7 kilometers from the city. And I have been to that place, and I saw two ISIS fighters that have been killed. I saw their bodies. But the actual front is between maybe 7 to 10 kilometers and 15 kilometers away from the city. And ISIS are shelling the city. They're shooting grenades and bombs and rockets into the city. So this afternoon, I went to a residential area where houses that normal people lived in have been hit by grenades. There's been some injured people, and I got information today that at least one person has died because of these injuries. But despite the fact that ISIS are somewhat close, I've understood that some media has been trying to describe the situation as panic as total chaos, as doomsday. And that's simply not the fact at all. The situation is very calm in the city, and people refuse to leave. People are coming back because they want to join the resistance, because people believe in the local resistance. I've seen women and men from the age of teenagers to very old, in their 60s, 70s maybe, with white hair. They've all picked up the Kalashnikov and joining for the defense at the front or at checkpoints and so on. So people are refusing to give up, and because of this, there's not really a situation with panic at all.
And another question. So, are you receiving, are people in Kobani receiving help from the Iraqi Kurdish in some way?
Not to my knowledge. I know that Barzani he's been speaking about giving some assistance, but of course there's this territory that belongs to ISIS now between Iraqi Kurdistan and Rojava, I mean Kobane, and because of the Turkish policy, it's been very complicated to pass with vehicles also over the border. So even if they would have sent some assistance, it has not arrived, to my knowledge and to what I've seen. The only assistance that people here talk about is the one that is coming from northern Kurdistan. Kurds and Assyrians that live in eastern Turkey that believe that the struggle in Kobane must have support from the outside. That's the only support they have been receiving. That is what people here explain, at least.
And just one more question. Do you know the how many journalists are more or less to inform people or from medias anywhere
in Kobane?
Yes.
Well, there was a Swiss journalist here. He has just left Kobane to go back into Turkey, which means that I am the only one left in Kobane.
Right.
Thank you for your time, Joachim. Stay safe, and we'll try to continue the information about your blog. You can say the address of your blog and how we can find more information about the things that are happening in Kobane.
Yes, you can check out my webpage, joachimmedin.se, or look up my name on Twitter. I just started Twittering again. I felt this is important to document, of course. So please follow the development on there, and I hope we will see a more positive outcome of all of this. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, of course. Of course. Thank you so much, Joachim. We try to contact with you again in another moment. And stay safe.